Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Sweet country music, 1988.
Song, song of the South, sweet potato pie, and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Singing
song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie, and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
Wall Street fell, but we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt was gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with the TVA. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it.
Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
Play it.
Potato pie and I shut my mouth.
Gone, gone with the wind.
There ain't nobody looking back again. Song, song of the South.
Gone, gone with the wind.
Song, song of the South. Song, song of the South.
Daddy's car with the top pulled down, looking so cool. We came from different sides of the track, but we still held hands out back of the old school. We spent all our time together, laughing and having fun. We swore that we'd love forever, cause that was the way things were done at the old school. We both made it to our graduation. You chose a college, I chose a vocation, driving 18 wheels. I became a part of your past. You went and married some guy in your class. He was a big deal. Your picture was in all the papers. You made such a lovely bride. They said you were going places, but me, I just went for a ride down by the old school.
Old school.
I got married to a sweet young girl and kept driving for the line. Your husband made his mark on the world, then he left you behind in the big house with the swimming pool. Now you drive your kid down to the old school. Now here we are at the reunion of the class. You asked my wife if we could have one dance for the old times. We're slow dancing across the old gym floor. You whisper it could be just like before. Call me sometime. You ask if I understand you. Well, yes, I'm afraid I do. You say everybody does it, but I don't care if they do. I'm from the old school. I'm from the old school. Where hearts stay true.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45 Sweet Country Music. And judging from the stack of records and CDs here on the table, it's going to be a good one. And as always, I'll have a feature presentation in the second half of the show. And this time I'll pay tribute to Cajun music, that iconic genre of music from Louisiana. Just played a couple of hit records from the 1980s. That was John Conley and his 1985 number 5 hit, Old School, a collection of memories about an old relationship. John Conley was hot on the record charts and our radios between 1978 and 1990. I opened the set with a classic Alabama hit record from 1988, Song of the South, one of many number one hit records they'd have. The song actually dates back 8 years earlier to 1980 when Bobby Bear recorded it, but it never became a hit for him. Song of the South tells the story of a poor Southern family on a cotton farm during the Great Depression.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
2 days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green, sat down in a booth. Cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. getting kind of rough over here. I think of that day sitting down at the pier, and I close my eyes and see your pretty smile. Don't worry, but I won't be able to write for a while. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the letter said the soldier's coming home. One Friday night at a football game, the Lord's Prayer said and the anthem sang. A man said, "Folks, would you bow your heads for a list of local Vietnam dead?" Crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one name Red, and nobody really cared. But a pretty little girl with a bow in her head. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the
in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved a girl.
The girl
in Saginaw, Michigan. The daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love to Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm a-coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest strike in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father in a lawyer Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I've never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him. Least of all, the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. With the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan.
There's a lot of songs about Texas, Oklahoma, and other states, but not too many songs about the state of Michigan. That's Lefty Frizzell and his number one 1964 hit record, Saginaw, Michigan. It was his sixth and last number one hit record, but it was a whopper, staying at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart for 4 weeks, and on the record chart itself for 26 weeks. Off the set with the Dixie Chicks on their number one hit record from 2002, Travelin' Soldier. The Chicks, as they're sometimes known, created a lot of controversy back then when they announced at a concert in London that they were ashamed that then-President George W. Bush was from Texas. They made that statement due to the 2003 invasion of Iraq. Well, it had consequences. Country radio stations across the United States dropped the song from their playlist, and it fell completely off the record charts by the end of March of that year.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Ooh.
There were 14 reasons for saying goodbye, like the look on her face and the look in her eye, and the way that she broke the man down, left the man in pieces here on sinking ground. There were 14 nights and she didn't come by, and 14 days and she left the man wondering why he even bothered to try. Some baby bye-bye. There'll be one less man with a tear in his eye, one less man who'll be hanging around wondering why he even bothered to try. So baby, bye-bye. Baby, bye-bye. Baby, bye-bye.
Hope you're enjoying this edition of Sweet Country Music. And don't forget, in a few minutes after the comedy break, I'll be featuring a couple of Cajun songs that were hit records. And there's a lot of them to choose from, so I do hope you like the ones I picked. That was Gary Morrison, his 1984 number one hit record, Baby Bye Bye. It was his first number one hit, but not his last. Over the years, Gary Morris racked up 5 number one hit records and sold a lot of albums. The Texas native was hot on the record charts and our radios between 1980 and 1988. I opened the set with LeAnn Rimes and her very first hit record from 1996 called Blue. The song landed at number 10 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart back then and is significant, because LeAnn Rimes was only 13 years old at the time. Her musical history includes winning a talent show in 1987, and she was a winner on the 1980s TV show Star Search.
Sweet country music.
I got a request from a gal by the name of Sue in Bennington, Vermont, who listens on WBTN 1370. And she wanted to know if I had an old country song by the name of Sioux City Sue. Well, I had to borrow a copy of the record from another friend of mine. So, Sue, here you go. The story of Sioux City Sue.
I drove a herd of cattle down from old Nebraska way. That's how I come to be in the state of Iowa. I met a gal in Iowa, her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was, she said Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I swapped my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue. Ask her if she had a beau. She said, yes, quite a few. But still I started courting my sweet Sioux City Sue. The first time that I stole a kiss, I caught her stealing too. I asked her, did she love me? She said, indeed I do. Sioux City Sue, your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I swapped my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue, there ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue. I'm admitting I owe a lot to you. 'Cause I come from Nebraska to find Sioux City Sue. I'm gonna rope and tie her up, I'll use my old lasso. I'm gonna put my brand on my sweet Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue, your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I swapped my horse and dog for you. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue.
Boy, a song complete with yodeling. You know, the mission of this show is to play some of the best classic country music I can lay my hands on. That's an oldie but a goodie that dates all the way back to 1945. Sioux City Sue from a guy by the name of Dick Thomas. The song was a big hit on country radio stations back then and a very popular song in jukeboxes. Sioux City Sue was so popular, it was also recorded by Gene Autry and even Bing Crosby. So there you go, Sue from Bennington, Vermont. Hope you enjoyed it. Well, the Sweet Country Music Copy Break is coming up and it'll feature Jeff Foxworthy introducing Larry the Cable Guy. And he's going to talk about getting her done. You know what that's all about. Pretty funny stuff. So on the other side of the break, we'll be featuring our Sweet Country Music feature presentation. A couple of really good Cajun hit records. So stick around for that on this edition of Sweet Country Music. I'm Larry Gratka. Be right back.
Laugh track.
Y'all keep it up for my good buddy Larry the Cable Guy.
Well, thank you. Please remain standing. Well, it is fun to be here. You know, this brings back so many cool memories. The last time I was here, the governor of Minnesota come down here and presented me with the key to the 24-hour fitness. So I thought that was pretty cool, but it's kind of a cool anniversary for me tonight. This is a double anniversary. This is my 27th year in the comedy business. And thank you. Remain seated. And it's my fifth year being funny, so I'm excited about both of them, all right? They're both really cool, so we're going to enjoy it. I guess I got to do this before I go any further, I suppose. Get her done. Get her done. This is how they say get her done in China. Not kidding. Been a crazy week for me this week. My grandma's on medical marijuana, and she broke her hip the other day. She tripped playing hacky sack. I'm like, Grandma, you smoke too much pot. She goes, how do you know how much pot I smoke? I said, because Meals on Wheels been by your house 8 times today. All right, that's what.
TBR.
Sweet
country music.
Time now for the Sweet Country Music feature presentation, and this time I'm going to be spotlighting a couple of Cajun hit records. Now, let me tell you something. It wasn't very easy at all to find the songs I played because there's so many of them. But not many were big hit records. Cajun music, sometimes referred to as Zydeco music, is pretty catchy stuff with an infectious beat and with an accordion featured in most songs like you're hearing just now. Hey, I'm not supposed to work this hard, so I decided to play one hit song and one song that is so familiar, you'll be sure to recognize it right off the bat. So let's get this Cajun music set started with a super familiar song, Jambalaya on the Bayou. Here's Hank Williams.
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go pull the Piro down the Bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the Bayou. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo, cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the Bayou. Doors, the farting nose, the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the Bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo, cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the Bayou. Gumbo, cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the Bayou.
Say bassa. mess with my toot toot. Don't mess with my toot toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't mess with my toot toot. When she was born in her bird suit, the doctor slapped her behind. He said, you're gonna be special, you sweet little toot toot. Now you can look as much, but if you much as touch, you're gonna have yourself a case. I'm gonna break your face. Now don't you mess with my toot toot. Don't mess with my toot toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't mess with my toot toot. Fait by side.
Sweet country music feature presentation with some Cajun music. That's a guy by the name of Rockin' Sidney and his number 19 hit record from 1985, My Toot Toot. Rockin' Sidney was a Zydeco musician from a French-speaking Louisiana family and had a long career as a performer playing not only Cajun music but blues and soul. The song I played, Toot Toot, was a worldwide hit record for him. I opened the set with a Cajun song that is so well known, it is easily recognized by just about everyone. Even my 15-year-old granddaughter knows the song. I opened the set with a Hank Williams 1952 version of Jambalaya on the Bayou. In fact, Hank Williams wrote the song back then, but it has since been re-recorded by a long list of artists. And by the way, the music I was playing at the beginning when I was talking was called the Austin Two-Step by the Jambalaya Cajun Band from an album they did back in 1992.
Sweet country music.
He turned 35 last Sunday, and his hair he found some gray. But he still ain't changed his lifestyle. He likes it better the old way. So he grows a little garden in the backyard by the fence. He's consuming what he's growing nowadays in self-defense. He gets out there in the twilight zone sometimes when it just don't make no sense. Yeah, he gets off on country music, all the disco left him cold. And he's got a young friends and a new way, but he's just too damned old. And he dreams at night of Woodstock and the day John Lennon died. How the music made him happy and the silence made him cry. Yeah, he thinks of John sometimes, and he has to wonder why. He's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie. This new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. He was sure back in the 60s that everyone was hip. Then they sent him off to Vietnam on his senior trip.
And they forced him to become a man while he was still a boy. And behind each wave of tragedy, he waited for the joy. Now this world may change around him, but he just can't change no more. 'Cause he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie. This new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. Well, he stays away a lot now from the parties and the clubs. And he's thinking while he's jogging around, sure he's glad he quit the hard drugs. 'Cause him and his kind get more endangered every day, and pretty soon the species will just up and fade away. Like the smoke from that torpedo, just up and fade away. Yeah, he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie. This new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. Yeah, he ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust.
Somebody whispered, ooh, ooh. Oh, baby, I can feel
case you didn't hear what she was whispering, that was Mary Chapin Carpenter in her number one hit record from the fall of 1994, and she was whispering, Shut Up and Kiss Me. In fact, the song was her only number one hit record, and she had some help on it with Trisha Yearwood doing some backup vocals. Shut Up and Kiss Me won her a Grammy Award in 1995 for the Best Female Country Vocal Performance. I opened the set with something my grandkids call me sometime. The old hippie. No, I'm not an old hippie, but I am old enough to remember hippies and their culture. Now, that song called The Old Hippie was from the Bellamy Brothers, and it talks about just that, an old hippie. The Old Hippie landed at number two on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart in 1985.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
I loved her because she was there, and I knew all along that it wasn't fair, but I didn't care. Then I got the hell out of there, but that was a close one. I kept my freedom intact, got rid of the hassle and rid of the flack. Yeah, I cut me some slack, and I never thought I'd want it back, but that was a close one. That was a close one. And if I hadn't run, she might have got away with my heart. So I played it smart. That was a close one. But I kept my cool, never let down my guard. That was a close one. '79 was so cold and lonely. I found a good woman, she took me inside, and I swear to God I really tried, and that was a close one. Will there ever be a love of my life when I'm out of my prime and out of my mind in the nick of time? And will it feel in here as fine as the close ones? That was a close one. And if I hadn't run, she might have got away with my heart, my precious heart. That was a close one. But I kept my cool and never let down my guard. That was a close one. That was a close one. I loved her because she was there. That was a close one. That was a close one. Winter of 79. That was a close one.
stopped off at the quick sack for some beer and cigarettes. The old man took my money as he stirred at my Corvette. He said I had one just like her son in 1963. Hell, a man down at the bank took her from me. Oh, she was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built and fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in.
She reminds me of the one I loved back then.
Handed him my keys and said, here, take her for a spin. The old man scratched his head and then he looked at me and grinned. He said, son, you just don't understand. It ain't the car I want. It's the brunette in your bed that turns me on. I had one that was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built and fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in.
She reminds me of the one I loved back then.
Lord, she was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. Was built and fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in.
She reminds me of the one I loved back then. She reminds me of the one I loved back then.
Yes, sir. That's good old George Jones and his number three 1985 hit record, The One I Loved, otherwise known as The Corvette Song. Now, how many of you have ever owned one of those Chevy Corvettes? Well, in this song, someone is admiring not the car, but the girl sitting inside the car. I would have sat with Earl Thomas Conley and a number one hit record he had back in 1987. That was a close one. It was just one of many, many big hit records the Ohio singer-songwriter would have during his long run on the country music record charts.
Sweet country music.
Remember Elvis Presley's song Heartbreak Hotel? Well, here's Willie Nelson and Leon Russell with a really cool version of that song.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place as well. Down at the end of a lonely street, that Heartbreak Hotel.
And I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, she still can find some room. The broken heart and love found it found way to bloom.
And I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die.
So if your baby leaves you, you gotta tell the tale. To take a walk down lonely street to a Heartbreak Hotel.
I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely I could die. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die. And I get so lonely, I could die.
You know, I think I like that version of Heartbreak Hotel better than the 1956 Elvis version. More upbeat. Anyway, that was Willie Nelson and Leanne Russell with their 1979 version of Heartbreak Hotel, a number one hit for those two. The song has also been recorded by a long list of artists, including Roger Miller, Paul McCartney, and even Alvin and the Chipmunks. Okay, hit it, boys. Yeah, this edition of Sweet Country Music is over. And I had a lot of fun playing the records and CDs. And especially those Cajun songs, Jambalaya the Mayo, that's a classic. And of course, my Toot Toot from a real Louisiana guy rocking Sydney. Hope you enjoyed the whole show. Sweet Country Music is a production of Nothing But Old 45s. I'm Larry Cracker, your host, and I'll be talking to you real soon. See you later.